إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد وليا مرشدا. This is the standard introduction that Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him used when he was addressing people, when he had something important to talk about. And this reply is for real Sasha, I think that's the name, and to the video of 9-year-old wife of Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him. And with all due respect, if you do not like this introduction, it only means praising God and saying, whoever Allah guides, God, there is no one who can misguide him. Whoever is misguided, who is there to guide them? And if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. It is not my prayer that I'm imposing everyone. I did not have to take time before making the video to pray. I prayed before making the video, don't worry about it. And I pray after making the video, and I pray every day. And inshallah, as long as God gives me life, I will pray to him by his will. So this was not to show off or to show my prayer off. This is just a standard introduction that Prophet Muhammad did. And we follow Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in everything he did. And I hope that inshallah I can do my best from now on to follow him even more. So as to your video, to be very honest, I don't really know what to say about it, other than anyone with two bits of reason and sense can go back to my video and see about the subject that I was talking about a subject that comes from a cultural background that has to deal with a certain marriage and certain acceptable norms and values in societies as they change with time. And what did I mean by Western ideology and thinking when it comes to this particular subject? So I don't think you quite understood, or you did not look at the video. Maybe you did. It looks like you spent a lot of time on your video and cutting and pasting and adding your insulting text. But that doesn't really, you know, bother me really. I've had those types of videos before, and I've dealt with these kind of people before. But I just want to ask you one thing. Are you for real? Like, really? Anyone, please do go see my video and see how, in the name of God or in the name of rationale and reason, is there any link between what I said and what you are saying? And I looked at some of the other videos also, between what you're claiming that us as Muslims, we are using Western things such as cell phones, jeans, internet, and so on and so forth, and we are hypocrites because we're denouncing Western influences and the West is the devil. I mean, I don't know any people. There might be, I'm not saying that there isn't, there might be someone who might say that, you know, a car is the devil or a cell phone is the devil. I don't know. I haven't met any Muslims yet. But I think Muslims are very clear when they mean and what they mean by Western influence. And we're talking about ethics and certain morals that we as Muslims can never agree to. And I mentioned some of them. And I mentioned about the cultural understanding of things and how the true, what Islam understands to be permissible, is sometimes not what the West finds permissible. And I put my argument forth that at that time when Prophet Muhammad was there, it was perfectly allowable and perfectly fine with the circumstance of his marriage to Aisha, peace be upon him. So I don't see any link whatsoever between what you are saying in your video and what I've claimed and what I've proved in my video. And I think any person who studies cultures and history would understand the point of view that I'm coming from. They might not agree with it, but they'll understand the point of view that I'm coming from. And they'll understand, and they will know that even 30 years ago, in the same country, maybe United States or Canada or England, the ethics and morals of the people were different than they are today. And some people of today, they would look at those people 30 years ago and say, oh, they're so backwards. And I'm sure if the people of, you know, of 30 years ago still live today and they're old and they look at what some of the youth are doing today, they're probably saying, these guys are animals. And I've talked to some of, you know, the elders who look at some of the things that the youth are doing today, and they're like, oh my God, they're savages. Okay? That was my only point, that with time, sometimes ethics change and morals change. And no one can just put an argument forth and call someone a pedophile or a so on and so forth and call them names, and just because they think that their only definition of marriage and circumstances of marriage are what 2007 or 2008 or 2009 dictates. Okay? With all due respect, Muslims have no problem with jeans, have no problem with cell phones, have no problem with internet. And with all due respect, most major projects and advancements in the world today, whether it's Western or Eastern or whatever you want to call it, what is the West of anyway, East of anyway? When I talked about Western influence, I was talking about certain specific things that I even quoted in my video. Certain references that I made to as to what kind of ethics we don't agree to. So, with all due respect, in most of these projects, in most of these advancements that you call Western, there's always the stem of immigrants who have come to the West, who have come to these, you know, countries and have worked on this project. I mean, for God's sake, we're using Arabic numbers, Arabic numbers in our daily lives. We're using so many things from Eastern influences, so many people in our computer stores, in our computer factories, engineers and technicians and designers are working on chips that you are using your cell phone, and their name is Khan or Pavneet or something from the Indian subcontinent. So please, let's not be so narrow-minded, and let's expand our understanding of things. And let us put things in the proper place, because that is wisdom. To use the proper argument in its proper place, not to take it and put it somewhere else on a different planet and try to make a fool out of someone by quoting things, cutting and pasting, and then trying to insult them. Because any person with any reasoning will not fall for it. I hope not.